friends! Do you love to travel and learn about new places and things? Great! Then you are in the right place! Join Jasmine the Cat and Gracie the Tortoise as they have fun exploring the USA, the world, and beyond.
Hello, friends! It's Jasmine, the Jazzy Gray Cat, here with my bestie, Gracie, the Super Smart Tortoise. Say hi, Gracie.
Greetings, my good friends. Gracie here. I'm so glad you joined us today as we explore Peru. Peru is the third largest country in South America, after Brazil and Argentina. The capital is Lima.
Peru is next to the Pacific Ocean and the countries of Ecuador, Colombia, Brazil, Bolivia, and Chile. We are going to have to be extra watchful. Peru has lots of active volcanoes and is part of the Pacific Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire is a group of countries that have many volcanoes in them.
That's right. But are there any volcanoes erupting now, Jasmine?
Not really. Upinis is the country's most active volcano, and it last erupted in 2009, which is a pretty long time ago.
Then I think we're perfectly safe, don't you?
Yeah, I think so too. I would much rather see a vicuña. A vicuña is the national animal of Peru. Vicuñas are the smallest members of the camel family and are related to llamas and alpacas. They like to eat grass, which is really good because they live in grassy places. This is a cool fact. They are the only hoofed animals that have teeth that continually grow, just like rodents.
Yes, they are lovely animals. The Inca people used the wool of the vicuñas for clothes and blankets.
I would love one of those colorful warm blankets. But we won't find vicuñas in the Amazon rainforest, the world's largest rainforest jungle, which covers half of Peru. Did you know that there are plants and animals that only live in the Amazon rainforest and nowhere else on Earth? Some scientists think there may even be Indian tribes that live here that have never been seen by the outside world. Can you imagine? Maybe we'll discover one.
Anything is possible when we go exploring, Jasmine. The Andes Mountains are the second highest mountain range in the world and are also part of Peru. This is where you'll need the blanket. These peaks are so tall and unfriendly looking that the ancient Inca people thought they were gods. They are so tall that they can be seen even 50 miles away on Peru's beaches. The highest peak, Mount Huascarán, is over 22,000 feet high.
I am so glad we're starting here in the capital, Lima. It is so green here. I can't believe the city is in a desert by the sea.
That's right. Me either. And to keep it so green here, gardeners spend much time watering the gardens. We can see all over the city as we stroll the cliffs on the Malecón Walk.
We sure can, since we're walking along the top of the cliffs. I see people surfing in the ocean. They look really tiny from up here.
Jasmine, close your eyes. There is a statue of two people kissing here in Love Park.
Oh my! I guess that's why they call it Love Park. I bet lots of people get married here in the park, or maybe even get engaged. So romantic.
Yes, it would be. We'll finish up exploring Lima by visiting Huacopyugana.
Gracie, there is a pyramid in the middle of the city of Lima.
That is Huacopyugana. The pyramid has 7 levels, all made out of clay bricks. It is very, very old and was built about 500 AD, over 1,500 years ago. Luckily, it doesn't rain very much here, or this mud pyramid might have washed away years ago.
I have one more place to go before we can leave Lima, the catacombs of San Francisco.
Excellent idea. The convent or monastery is dedicated to St. Francis of Assisi, who was known for his love of animals. The Franciscan friars who still live here hold mass or church services every day.
Let's visit the catacombs. Are you feeling brave, Gracie? The catacombs are where they used to bury people. We will be going under the church. Ooh, this place is creepy cool. Is that artwork over there?
It is, Jasmine, but those geometric patterns have been created using bones and skulls. This was done to keep the bones safe during an earthquake. It does give me the chills. Time to spend some more time outside. Jasmine, how would you like to go and visit Vinakunka Mountain, part of the Andes mountain range?
Oh, dear. I'm not sure I want to see another mountain.
Oh, I think you will like this one. And to see it up close, we're going to ride up on these mountain bikes. Put your helmet on and hold on tight.
Whee! This is so much fun. But pedaling up a mountain isn't easy. This mountain has a rainbow on it. It's pink, gold, red, turquoise, brown, and white, all towering up into the sky. How did it get to be all these colors? It is splendiferous.
The colors on the mountain are from 14 different minerals that are in the soil. They were only discovered 4 years ago when the snow covering the mountain melted. Vinakunka is a word originating from Peru's native language and means colored mountain.
Oh, Gracie, I just love the Rainbow Mountain. How about we visit Cusco? You know, like the name of that guy in the Emperor's New Groove, Cusco. He was turned into a llama.
Great idea, and it was a funny movie. Cusco was the capital and birthplace of the Inca Empire. The emperor lived in Cusco, and just like the Forbidden City in China, regular people were not allowed to live in the city.
Well, that was not very nice. I hope the people had another super nice place to live. The Inca built the city in the shape of a cougar or a puma. The head and heart of the animal are special parts of the city because cougars were special animals for the Inca.
That's right. The head is on a hill where you can see the rest of Cusco, and the cougar's heart is where the Inca built the beautiful square right in the middle of Cusco. It is one of the liveliest and most beautiful squares in all of Peru. The Inca built the Temple of the Sun here, and later the Spanish built the cathedral that we see now.
It is a beautiful church, but look on the tops of those houses over there. There are statues on the roofs.
I see that many of the roofs have two bulls and a cross on top. People put the bulls up there for good luck.
What a fun idea. I will put a unicorn on top of our house for good luck. I know something really crazy. Cusco is called the belly button of the world. I think that's funny. I bet I know why. Peru is located in the middle of the world, and Cusco is in the middle of Peru, just like your belly button is in the middle of your body.
That is a good story, and here's another reason. When the Inca built the city, it was the center of their empire, so they called it the navel, or the center of their world.
Both stories are good, and I'm having a great time exploring. Where to next?
Jasmine, I'm tired. I think it's time for a break.
But Gracie, we haven't seen Machu Picchu.
Don't worry, we'll go there next time. Now, how about some jokes?
Okay, if you promise. Here's mine. What kind of bow cannot be tied?
A violin bow?
Oh no, Gracie, a rainbow. But that was a good answer. Your turn.
I thought it was a good answer. You can't tie a violin bow either. Oh, well, what's a rainbow's favorite dessert?
I know, rainbow sherbet. Yummy. My favorite place was seeing Rainbow Mountain. Those colors were so gorgeous. How about you?
I enjoyed exploring Lima and seeing that mud pyramid right there in the city. How about you, friends? What was your favorite place? Don't forget to tell someone you love.
That's right, and come back next week for Machu Picchu. Bye now. Say goodbye, Gracie.
Goodbye, my dear friends. See you next time.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining Jasmine and Gracie on their adventure today. Come back next week for the next one. Hello, everybody. It's Gwen here. If you want to know more about the places we visited, just go to our website, jasmineandgracie.podbean.com, and go to the sources page, and you can find out all about the great places that we visited. See you next week. Bye-bye.